I remember when my son Michael, just a little boy, all of a sudden one night came down with a high fever. For some reason, I knew this wasn't right. Something was wrong. I went to the Lord in prayer. God revealed to me that it was a spirit of infirmity. I got my wife, we went upstairs and anointed him, and we prayed, rebuking this fever, and the Lord touched him.
Thanks for joining us today on Truth and Fact. I'm Shannon, and I want to invite you to grab a Bible as Pastor Mark looks into the Word of God.
It is so good to have you with us here today, and we are in the book of Matthew, chapter 8, and I'm going to read verse 14. Now, when Jesus had come to Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother lying sick with a fever. So he touched her hand, and the fever left her, and she arose and served them. Praise God. Jesus entered that home, and he saw Peter's mother-in-law lying there sick with a fever. And one touch from Jesus makes all the difference, my friend. Aren't you glad that not only does Jesus save, but also Jesus heals? That's right. And my friend, he still heals today. I love Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who what? Forgives all your iniquities. Praise God that he does. He washes our sins away. He cleanses our sins, our iniquities, for those who put their faith and trust in Jesus Christ, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. My friend, God forgives us of all our iniquities, and also he heals all our diseases. Praise the Lord. It is through the blood of Jesus Christ that we are cleansed, we are healed, we are made whole. Listen, my friend, don't listen to those that say that God doesn't heal today. Don't listen to those who say that died out with the apostles and that only the apostles were given certain special gifts from God at that time. No, no, my friend. I've heard people say that. They actually believe that God doesn't work today like he did back in the New Testament. But if that be the case, then why is it written in the book of Psalms, which was actually before the time of the apostles? I'll tell you why, my beloved, because God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's the same God in the Old Testament as in the New Testament. He healed in the Old Testament. He healed in the New Testament. Can I say this? That God heals today. I myself have experienced God's healing power in my own life. And I give God the praise and God the glory. So don't let anybody or anyone talk you out of God. My friend, he is still a miracle working God. He's almighty God. He's all powerful God. And he still heals today. Maybe you are struggling with your faith about a situation. Maybe there is an infirmity. Maybe you're in a sickness, whatever it might be that you're going through right now. I know this one thing, that God is still God. He's still on the throne. He's still in control, and he's still almighty. And my friend, I want to encourage you to call upon the name of the Lord right now. And I pray that your strength would be renewed and revived, and that you believe the Lord by faith. I remember one time my son Michael, just a little boy, all of a sudden one night he came down with a high fever. Something wasn't right about this. I knew that. I went to pray. I sought the face of God. And while I was praying, the Lord told me that it was a spirit of infirmity. So I got my wife, we went upstairs, and I anointed my son with oil. And we prayed, rebuking the spirit of infirmity in the name of Jesus Christ. My friend, suddenly God touched him, and he was delivered and healed from this fever. It was a miracle, my friend. Only God can do this. And that renewed and revived my faith in Jesus.
For more information, visit us online at www.truthandfact.org.